Hello and welcome, everybody, to Nerdy Boys Reviews. We are your hosts. I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
And I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
And this is your weekly nerd podcast. We give you an overview of everything nerdy that happened in the weeks of movies, comics, television, and news. We tell you what it all means and why you should be excited about it. So, spoiler warning, if you're not watching the latest and greatest in nerd television and movies podcast, go watch it. Join us here for the fun, even though we're not actually talking about any of that shit. Explicit content warning. We'll be cussing and stuff, so if you don't like it, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Boom.
Sorry, Daniel. I just wanted to make sure you're paying attention to what was going on over here.
Sorry about that. Christian was like all distracted and stuff.
Yeah, because Daniel keeps fucking around.
So, once again, everyone, we are live on Facebook Live.
Yay!
Another reason to be following us on all social media platforms, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, for Facebook Live. Periscope will be going straight to Twitter, and Christian will be hitting the mic, apparently.
Sorry.
And, yeah. So, yeah, make sure you guys are following us on all that stuff. Also, go follow our Snapchat account. We don't use it too much, but whatever.
Yeah.
We also have a website, www.nerdyboysreviews.com. We got a ton of features on there. We got a forum section. We got an article section. We have Christian's weekly buy list, where he tells you what comics that he buys every week, and he gives you a small little review on them as well.
Yes.
Quick shout out to Nerd Variety Show Podcast, another nerd podcast. Shout out to Jordan and
Jason and Matt.
Yes, all of you swell fellas. I don't know when, you know, because the holidays makes it pretty busy for everyone.
Yeah,
but pretty soon we're gonna do like a collaboration podcast with their podcast as well, so stay tuned for the details on that. Shout out to
Reality Comics.
Yes, Reality Comics. Nerd
Daniel, social media. You should mute your phone.
God damn it, dude, you're fucking distracting me.
Yeah.
God damn it, Daniel.
Anyway, Daniel's here. Say hi, Daniel.
This is gonna have to be quick. Apparently, I just got a text from my boss saying I start at 10:15 tonight. So,
all right, we'll take off then.
Do you need to leave? Mate.
What time is it?
9.
Yeah, I probably should.
All right, see you later, Daniel. Thanks for coming and podcasting with us.
You're welcome.
Real quick, what was your favorite movie of 2016?
Deadpool.
What's your most anticipated movie of 2017?
That's a fucking tough question.
I got a list right here.
Well, I can tell you right off the bat, number one for me would be fucking Guardians 2. Fast 8. I'm not even going to go with that stupid-ass title that they gave it.
Yeah, well, that's not on our list.
Transformers 5, I'm pretty stoked about. Mostly because they're introducing one of the greatest villains that Transformers have ever had to go up against, which is Unicron.
Unicron?
Yes.
It's a planet transformer.
No, Unicron. He's a giant-ass planet that he's sort of...
Mean it's a mystical beast that nobody's ever seen before?
Pretty much. Star Wars 8 for sure, because I believe that's the real Star Wars. We should have got that this year, but we went over
Suck
that.
Suck a dick, homie. All right, get on with it. Shut up. No one cares anymore.
One last thing. And the Punisher show next year.
Yes, okay. High five. Thanks for your input, right. Danny boy.
Thanks for coming over, Dan.
All right, have a good night.
Tell your boss he's a bellend.
I'm going to tell him a fucking asshole.
Tell your girlfriend I said hi.
Yeah, tell her.
My dick did that several times this morning.
Sick, tell her dude, I miss her.
Dude. You guys don't even know who my woman is.
I know her name, right. And I know where she lives.
You don't know where she lives.
I definitely do. Off Brad Street.
Well, this is awkward. All right, guys. We're going to get into the podcast.
Yes.
I don't know if we already told him. But, yeah, we're going to be, thanks to 2016 kind of podcast, you know, go over what happened this year, what we enjoyed the most, what, you know, life experiences we may have gone through or whatnot. And then we're going to look forward to 2017 as well. So do we want to get straight into the movies and stuff? Do you just want to go through, like, the list of, like, the movies and stuff of like 2016? How do you want to do it?
Let's just talk about our fond movie memories. Like, we'll go through it and then we'll talk about our own personal
I had no good movie experience this year.
Really?
Except for Rogue One. Yeah. That is it. One last experience of the year and it saved 2016, I suppose.
I can see that for sure. Yeah, so, I mean, Rogue One honestly was probably your best movie experience without people just talking incessantly and just being fucking annoying the entire time.
Yeah. I would totally agree with that. Damn, my mic sounds louder. I don't know. Anyway, sorry. No, sorry. I wouldn't say it was the best movie of the year, but the best movie experience of the year.
Which are different things.
But yeah. Definitely.
They should go hand in hand for real.
So, as far as nerd movies go, I'm just going to read the list. So, we had Civil War. We had Rogue One. We had Deadpool. We had BVS, Batman vs. Superman. Suicide Squad, Doctor Strange, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, and X-Men Apocalypse.
Yes.
Do we miss anything?
I don't think we missed anything. I mean, there were like other movies like that we saw, but don't really fit in the category, like The Jungle Book, like that. So, I think like there's really no conversation about the worst movie of the year.
Oh yeah, by far, leaps and bounds. Yeah. Oh man, actually no, there's a conversation that can be had there.
I mean, you can posit, I guess, like that X-Men Apocalypse was worse.
But BVS by far worse.
I don't even think it's close, you know?
Yeah. So, all right, we're going to do it, you know, from, wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 8. So, starting at number 8 comes BVS, yes. Batman vs. Superman, worst movie of the year.
Yes.
Number 7, X-Men Apocalypse, awful, atrocious. Both movies, bad pacing, too many different, like, storylines. Who knows what the fuck they were doing in BVS? I don't know what the fuck they were doing in that movie. X-Men lost me because, like, they had good parts, but not a complete movie.
Yeah, it wasn't
a
coherent story.
Yeah, it wasn't a coherent story. It seemed like they were trying to do a couple different stories within one movie. It didn't really work that way. It's not a TV show. TV shows get away with that sort of things.
Yeah.
Movies cannot do that. So where would we go from there? I think, honestly, it would just have to be Suicide Squad next.
Yeah.
A much better movie than, you know, 8 and 7 by far.
Yeah.
Like, probably to date, maybe for the exception of, I mean, we're talking about main DC. We're not talking about, you know, the Vertigo or whatever movies that DC have done. But Suicide Squad, one of the better movies that DC have done.
Yeah.
Definitely had its problems and, you know, wasn't the best movie, but by far better than like BVS or Super Man of Steel, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Definitely probably the best movie since Dark Knight.
Yeah, for DC films.
Yeah. Where would we go from there? Oh man, this is where like the list gets is like narrow and like, you know.
Yeah, I think like based on how we reviewed things, like because we kind of reviewed based on the quality, right? Not really like how much we enjoy them, you know?
Yeah.
So based on just like the like narratives and the quality of the films, like I would probably say Civil War would be next.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Like,
it's real tight in this area. Like, yeah. I think it'd be like Civil War, Doctor Strange, Rogue One, and then Deadpool.
You forgot a movie.
Did I forget a movie?
Fantastic Beasts.
Fantastic Beasts would go probably alongside Doctor Strange, like.
Yeah, so, like, this is how I would do the list. I'd be BVS number 8, X-Men Apocalypse number 7, number 6, Suicide Squad, number 5, Civil War, number 4, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, number 3, Doctor Strange, number 2, Rogue One, and number 1, Deadpool, obviously.
Yeah, my list would be, like, almost exactly the same.
Go ahead.
Yeah, like, I will say, like, Civil War and Rogue One are, like, my probably the two movies I enjoyed the most this year.
Yeah.
But just based on how the stories and everything worked, like Civil War, like let's be honest, didn't work extremely well as a story. Like their characters were all great, and getting that many characters in a movie is difficult and obviously hard to tell a story with everybody. But
okay.
I mean, I think on the enjoyment level, it was much higher than like where people might think we're putting it on our list. You know?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you gotta understand. Like this is only a list compiled of 8 different movies.
Mm-hmm.
So it has to fall somewhere on the list. I mean, for us, definitely just cannot come close to Deadpool or Road One or Doctor Strange for that matter for me.
Doctor Strange's story was way better, I think.
And I do believe that like Civil War and Fantastic Beasts pretty close, But I think even closer would be Fantastic Beasts and Doctor Strange. Like, yeah. Fantastic Beasts was just like a real hidden movie that not a lot of people, unless if you're really into Harry Potter, were too psyched about.
Yeah, it's like comparing apples and oranges with like Fantastic Beasts, really, because it's like a different kind of movie. Obviously, it's not a superhero movie, a comic book movie, but you know, like it was just a solid movie, and for us diehard Harry Potter fans, it was brilliant. So.
Yeah, absolutely fucking brilliant. All right. You just had to pick favorite movie of the year.
Favorite movie of the year. I don't know. Like, Rogue One's real fresh in my mind. I'd probably say, like, Civil War just because of how good Black Panther and Spider-Man were in it. Like, I think I got, like, some of the most enjoyment.
It doesn't have to be based off of... It's basically... Which one did you enjoy the most?
Yeah, I'd say probably Civil War is the movie I enjoyed the most. I do look forward to watching it on Christmas when it comes on Netflix. Yeah. But yeah, I'd say that was probably the one I enjoyed the most. Deadpool is one of the funniest movies of the year, and obviously there's great enjoyment there and rewatch value. But like at this point, like it might just be because Deadpool is so overhyped right now. I'm a little tired of him. To be honest.
Yeah.
But, and maybe that's jading my opinion, but at this moment in time, Civil War would be my most enjoyed film of the year.
Yeah. So I would definitely have to say my favorite movie of the year. Oh man, it's so close, like so marginally close.
Yeah.
But I would say Doctor Strange.
Yeah. It was
just
a good one.
Such a fantastic.
Yeah.
It was just like literally almost a perfect movie.
That movie like almost brings you to tears at
like,
points. And
yeah, seriously. And like I do really believe that like there's like such a slim margin for what my favorite movie is between that and Fantastic Beasts. Like, yeah. I almost really do want to say Fantastic Beasts was my favorite movie of the year, especially with like how they ended it and like how
and
they were
Eddie
able
Redmayne
to.
Is just brilliant
dude, he is so brilliant. I hope he does other shit stuff, you know, like obviously I hope he sticks with this franchise for sure, but I hope he moves on to other nerd franchises.
Doctor
like that,
Who.
Right,
dude, like I think the best idea you ever had, dude, in your entire life,
dude, right? Yeah, I tweeted out like right after we had watched the movie, I was like, so Eddie Redmayne for the next Doctor, right?
Yeah,
I was like, is anybody with me? You know what I mean? Like, nobody even, like, liked or retweeted. I don't know. Like, for some reason, like, that didn't even get any, like, love on Twitter. But, dude, I honestly believe he would make such a good doctor, dude. Like, yeah. He would make a fantastic... He's, like, the perfect mix, I feel like, between the David Tennant and Smith.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like... Just like he's like literally the blend of the two.
Yeah, and like he could bring like a little more like subtlety, like awkward kind of quality to it.
Yeah,
I think that
exactly.
would be like brilliant, you know? So I mean that's it really for movies for this past year. A couple of Netflix series that we watched, Daredevil season 2 and Luke Cage. I mean not really much discussion to have. I think both shows were brilliant. I think Daredevil season 2 is probably the best Netflix series that's come out so far.
Yeah.
With
yeah, it was definitely, dude. It's just cannot be compare like Luke Cage, so good.
Yeah.
But like Daredevil season 2 can't even be top, bro. Yeah. I honestly don't even think they can make a better season.
Yeah, we'll have to wait to see what the Defenders brings, and obviously we're huge Iron Fist fans.
Oh,
so
yeah,
we'll definitely be talking about that as well here.
Dude, gives me a fucking stiffy just thinking about it. So, 2016 was more than just for us, you know what I mean? Like, nerd movies and shows and stuff like that.
Oh,
it was a year full of podcasting and a lot of different, like, life experiences and stuff, and... You know, especially like a huge new like nerd experience that like we've never done, because we've gone to cons before for the past couple of years, but this is the first time we ever like this year was the first year that we ever cosplayed, and
yes.
it totally opened up an entire different like reality for us, really.
Yeah,
and
it's great.
It was just such like a life changing like experience for us, and like we were so unsure if we wanted to do it or not. You know what I mean? Like, because you don't ever want to go out, like, looking shit in a cosplay, you know? And then we're just, like, we're really scared to kind of do it. But then we went through with it, and it was, like, one of the best decisions we ever made.
Sometimes it just takes, like, semi-poor experiences to lead you to a place. Because, like, when we went to Sacramento Comic-Con this past year, it was, like, you know, a lot of it was just, like, taking pictures with other cosplayers. And we weren't cosplaying, and it was just, like... We didn't really do much, you know, like we went to a couple panels, we took pictures, but we didn't really like buy that much stuff and like whatever. And it all just started kind of like with me buying the Ravenclaw robes. And then like that kind of jump started it for us at Stockton Con when we finally like cosplayed. And like we did, went to Stockton Con for like 3 hours on a Saturday, and it was probably the best con experience we had.
Yeah, hands down.
At that point, you know? And since then, I mean, we've done SAC Anime Summer. Yeah. And then so Scott came out with like this brilliant Naruto cosplay for the second day that we went of that. But the first day we all did Harry Potter, and it was awesome. Yeah. So.
And now I'm a little bit lighter. Hopefully I'll be able to fit my cosplays a little bit better now. I'm still working on it this year, obviously, you know, moving just outside, you know, outside of just, you know, whatever nerd stuff is like, you know, we had a lot of life stuff happen for us too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I went, started the beginning of the year and I didn't have a job, you know what I mean? Like, didn't like fucking, like, didn't have a job, was like hella broke. And then, like, I got a job. Been like working for like the past like what 7 months or whatever, yeah. You know, and I just bought like my first car off the lot, and just crazy year, man. Like,
oh yeah.
What about you and your life experiences?
At the beginning of the year, I did have a job.
Do you still have a job?
I still have a job.
Oh, that's good news.
So at the beginning of the year, I started at $14.75 an hour, which was 75 cents more than the year of 2015.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the year, I didn't have a degree. Now I have a degree and two majors. I still have the same job. but, yeah, I mean, like, not a lot has really changed for me. I mean, I got my degree. I'm happy about that. And other than that, I mean, I've just been living, I guess. You know, like, I haven't really done much. I don't feel like I've done much this year.
What do you think, like, in, like, the broad aspect of that? It's like, you know, we've done so much, honestly. Like, and, you know, it's like you have gotten, like, you know, you're making more money at your job.
Yeah.
You do have a degree. We've experienced, like, cosplays on multiple levels now. We're podcasting the whole year and trying to build up this.
Yes.
And, you know, we're not exactly where we want to be, but we're farther than from where we started in the beginning of the year. And I feel very confident in, like, where we're going.
Yes. Yep.
And just, like, so much stuff happened. Like, I'm so happy. Like, a lot of people, you know, had complained, you know. It's like, and this kind of seems like it's just kind of a thing that people do at the end of the year.
People hate every year.
I can't wait to start the new year to do something new or whatever. But most people just stay the same and do the same stuff.
Yeah.
But I felt like 2016 was such, like, I mean, outside of, like, politics or whatever you want to call, you know, or, like, me, you know, like, in my personal life, you know, like, a lot of tragedy happened in 2016, you know, and I guess, you know, a lot of people draw from that.
A lot of people died.
Yeah, but. Exactly. A lot of people died. There's, like, you know, a lot of, like, you know, not try to get, like, too much into it, but, like, you know, a lot of terrorism going on around the world, and a lot of bad shit happened during the year, and, you know, political stuff not so well here in the U.S., and, you know,
I mean,
in that aspect, yeah, it has been a shit year, but
for maybe the world, for maybe America, with like Brexit and politics and all this stuff. I mean, pretty much like this year is just gonna be remembered of like, hey guys, remember that time America played Truth or Dare and lost?
Yeah.
But I mean, I feel like for us personally and professionally, I when it comes to podcasting stuff, we've definitely taken a lot of steps forward.
Yeah.
Like I mean, in my personal life, I don't feel like I've lived a whole lot since I've been an adult. But I mean, I think that it, you know, there's a lot to be thankful for, and it's like, just because we have a president that a lot of people might not like, or because, you know, a lot of celebrities died, or a lot of icons died this year or whatever, doesn't mean it was a bad year for anybody in particular, you know?
Yeah.
Like this year hasn't been bad, especially not, I mean, like, you've had a great year, and like, you're really progressing and moving forward in your life and doing better for yourself, which is just brilliant. And like, I think, like, even me, I've moved forward, you know, I've got my degree and things like that. And I mean, it's these accomplishments that are going to help us, you know, for the rest of our lives, you know?
Yeah.
And just because, you know, not much happened outside of me getting a degree or you getting your car, like, those are still major accomplishments for each of us individually. And
yeah,
like, we shouldn't let all this other stuff take away from our great experiences and progress.
Yeah, and that kind of goes for anybody out there listening as well. You know, sure, you know, some of the people, you know, you might look up to or whatever, you know, passed away, but that's the unfortunate part of life. But sometimes you got to take with the good with the bad, you know, and sometimes really realize like when a blessing is happening to you, yeah. You know what I mean? And, you know, it's like I lost weight this year, you know, something I've been meaning to do. And, you know, I've been kind of sliding back a little bit on that and haven't been doing as well as I wish I could. But I really do plan on getting back on, you know, the horse, so to speak, and lose some more weight. But, you know, the beginning of the year, I was like pushing 300 pounds, like the heaviest I've ever been in my life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, decided, you know, that I was so done with being that heavy and, you know, honestly feeling like the heaviest person every time I walked into a room. It was a pretty embarrassing feeling, to be honest with you. And I decided to do something about it and, you know, lose some weight. And I lost 50 pounds, went down to 240 was the lightest I reached. And I got my tattoo. That's another thing. We got our first tattoos this year.
Definitely.
Great experience. The best experience. One of the best experiences of my entire life, getting my first tattoo. You know, getting the tattoo, you're not really able to work out too much. And I kind of use that too much as an excuse and let myself really fall off of working out and everything and eating right, you know, gain 10 pounds back. But I'm still 40 pounds lighter than I was at the beginning of the year, which is great. You know what I mean? Like a lot of people would dream to lose that much weight in a year, but, you know, I was fortunate enough to do that.
And to be honest, it's probably better you did weight because, like, I didn't, like, really use my tattoo as an excuse not to work out because I thought it'd be okay. And I kind of like messed it up. So
yeah, no, I definitely fucked my tattoo.
So it's better.
Well.
It's better just to, you know, just wait and kind of get it to where you want it to be.
I don't know. I thought, dude. I don't know. Personally, I thought like 2016 was like such a good year. Like I had so much fun this year. So many ups and downs. You know what I mean? But that's always a part of life. You know, like, you know, think about it this way. It's like if you had to label fucking 2016 for me, like new job. Tattoos, cosplays, cons, movies, and podcasting, bro.
I mean, all that together is kind of like a new beginning, you know?
Yeah,
or
exactly.
a new path, a new journey.
Exactly.
And come on, guys. Like, let's look at the positives. People may have passed away this year, but if Rogue One taught us anything, it's that you can just CGI their face on someone else.
Exactly. So no worries in life.
Yeah.
So, you know, with all that big spiel, you know, said and done, let's look forward to 2017.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of movies coming out next year.
So, all right, up on the list, we got Lego Batman, which honestly looks pretty fantastic.
Looks amazing.
I think it's going to be real good. We got Logan, pretty unsure of, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, pretty sure that's going to be good. Pirates of the Caribbean 5, I mean, are they ever going to end this series? Probably not. Wonder Woman, probably going to be great. Transformers, might actually be good.
Also number five.
also number five. And we also wonder, will they ever end it? Spider-Man Homecoming. Yes, sir. Get in, lad.
Yes, I. Result.
Result. Kingsman. Why I.
Yes.
Fucking Thor. Ragnarok. Get in, son. Justice League.
No hope.
No hope. Star Wars 8. Fucking get in.
Yeah.
Cannot wait. Buzzing.
Like, honestly, I feel like I should be, or I don't know. I feel like I'm not hyped enough for Justice League, but it's like I just have no faith in the studio, and I feel like everything they do, they haven't earned any of it, and it's almost insulting, you know?
Yeah. Dude, I almost like thinking about like the list and stuff. It's like, I wonder which year, like, but we still got to read through like the TV list still. But I'm going to get to that in a second.
Yeah.
But I wonder which year is actually going to be more important because, like, I've always labeled, like, 2016, even, like, from a couple years ago when Marvel laid out their grand scheme of things through 2020, you know what I mean? Like, and we kind of – and then DC followed suit through 2020. And, you know, we always kind of compare, like, okay, what year is the most important one? I've always said 2016 is the most important year. But looking into 2017, man, there's a lot of shit going down in 2017.
Yeah.
And not, like, when you look at it, you know, maybe movie-wise, 2016 was more important. But if you compare it, like, movie and TV, like, there's so much shit happening in 2017. So let's get into TV as well. So Netflix is putting out Iron Fist. They're putting out the Punisher spinoff solo series. Which I'm sure will somehow tie into the rest of everything else because that's what Marvel does. They have one cohesive, you know, puzzle knotted fucking web of a universe that connects everything. We have Defenders, which, you know, will round out what we've been building towards on Netflix. Got a series of unfortunate events. Awesome. Cannot fucking wait. We have the Inhumans miniseries, which remains to be unseen, but could be fucking epic.
Yeah.
We have Riverdale, we have Legion, and Krypton.
Yes.
So with all that being said, I don't know, man. Like, I mean,
I feel like for different studios and different entities, like, the years might seem different in importance. Like, I think for Marvel, their Phase 3, which included Ant-Man, and then moving into this year with Doctor Strange and Civil War and all that, like, I think that's more important for them.
Yeah.
Like, because I think 2016 is more important for them because this is establishing their new team moving forward, I think. I think, you know, after Infinity Wars, you're going to have a new team of Avengers. It's going to be Spider-Man, Doctor Strange, Black Panther, Captain Marvel, and, like, characters like that.
Yeah.
And you're going to move away from your Captain America, Iron Man, Hulk, Thor kind of group.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
I mean, it remains to be unseen. You know, Fox had a huge 2016 with, you know, one movie alone.
Yeah.
You know, in the, you know, maybe we don't agree with, you know, how DC handles things, but in their grand scheme, 2016 was huge as well. They had BVS and they had Suicide Squad, a major, you know, kind of laying the foundation of what they hope to accomplish. Maybe it works out in their vision and, you know, eventually turns out better than how we expect it to. Maybe not. Right now, not looking so good for them.
Right.
Marvel, obviously, you know, having Civil War, their big story so far. And then, you know, Doctor Strange, the newest expansion into the Marvel Universe. As I said, you know, as Thor was and Guardians of the Galaxy, how they played their role and, you know, what the Marvel Universe is capable of. Now, you know, you have Doctor Strange doing interdimensional and magic and all this great stuff. So, I don't know. Like, I really do just have to believe that maybe 2016 was the year. This is, like, as good as it was going to get.
Yeah.
Which kind of sucks.
I think 2016 was a good year overall, and it did launch a lot of things for different studios. Like, obviously, Deadpool was, like, the biggest movie of the year for a lot of reasons. But I think, like, I think 2016 also established for Disney... I mean, I know, like, Daniel on our podcast last week for Rogue One's like, oh, Disney needs to do this and this because they don't have the balls to do this or whatever. Disney's the only studio ever, and this year they did it, to make over $7 billion in 1 year.
Yep.
And it's because of their films. And Rogue One and Star Wars have a lot to do with that. And, obviously, the Marvel films. But what they accomplished in 2016 is now they've confirmed that just because something isn't Star Wars... but it takes place in that universe, it will sell. Like, that's they kind of gauged their market with Rogue One, and now they know that that will sell, and they're going to continue to make those kinds of films, and that was huge for them. Like, Force Awakens and moving forward, Episode 8, Episode 9, we're always going to make money because they're part of the main Star Wars episodic story or serial story or whatever you want to call it. Like, they're continuations of the original, you know. So it's like now they're testing different markets, one-shot stories. And this Rogue One's already made over $400 million in a couple of days, like a week, right?
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, the sky's the limit, and they learned that from 2016. So, I think, like, Disney, obviously, I mean, Disney's just always going to make money, but...
yep.
So, what movie, I guess, are you most looking forward to in 2017? Oh. It's kind of a hard choice, right?
I mean... really hard, honestly. Man, I think it'd be easy, you know, just to say Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
But I really do wonder what, you know, Star Wars has in store for us. Like, I think it could be really good. Yeah.
And, like,
Spider-Man, fuck, dude.
I think, like, Wonder Woman will be amazing as well.
Dude, like, I don't know, man. I don't know if I can just pick one movie. Which one am I least excited for?
Logan. Like, in Thor Ragnarok as well? Ragnarok?
Hell.
With Planet Hulk and all that kind of stuff in mind?
Hell, I'm more excited about Pirates of the Caribbean 5 than I am for Logan.
Aw, I'm more excited for Transformers than I am for Logan. Dude, I don't even like Transformers.
Dude, yeah, I'm actually pretty buzzing for Transformers. Like the previews look so epic.
Logan is my least anticipated film of 2017, for sure. I mean, it could blow out my expectations, and I don't know, maybe I'm more critical because I'm such a fan of X-23, I don't want them to, like, mess it up, and I'm pretty sure they will. Like, that's the thing is, like, I have no faith in Fox, I have no faith in Warner Brothers, so, like, even Wonder Woman, which looks great, could still be awful, you know? Are you having fun?
Yeah. Sorry, I'm, like,
yeah,
messing around on Facebook Live, guys.
Star Wars, Spider-Man... Guardians. I think those are my top three, all combined to be my most anticipated. So, I don't know if I could pick one. That'd be too difficult.
Yeah, no, dude, I'm so psyched for 2017, man. Fucking, we're going to kick off the year with a fucking con. Cannot fucking wait. I'm buzzing, man.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
God, dude, 2017 is going to kick ass, dude. I can feel it.
So
I'm driving a new car into 2017. Gotta be a good year.
Right.
I don't know. Reet. Reet. So, guys.
Fucking buzzing.
What movies, you know, were did you love the most in 2016? Give us a top three. It don't matter. You can just say one. Let us know. Reach us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Probably Twitter's probably the best
way to do it.
You know, we do have a forum section on our website, www.nerdyboysreviews.com. You can start your own forum in there.
You can do all sorts of things in
there. Dude, there's so much to do in there. You guys should definitely go check it out.
Yeah.
Right.
Just do it. So, I mean, we're also getting a couple months in. We're getting Iron Fist, which, I mean, I think is probably, honestly, more anticipated for you than Defenders, right?
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, God, dude. I got a raging stiffy. Wait, cannot wait, dude.
Like, when you think of Iron Fist, you just get a semi-on, like, yeah, just walking dude. Down the street?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, whatever it takes, right?
Yeah, by any means necessary.
Like, yeah, I mean, I'm buzzing for Iron Fist. I'm buzzing for Defenders, Inhumans, obviously. A lot of people, right? Okay, this is, like, kind of weird, right? I've never read Archie comics. Mm-hmm. I just haven't. And yeah. Every child reads Archie comics. I just never read it. But people are going crazy because they're like, why are we making Archie so dark and so murder mystery kind of thing? Like, Archie's fun and Archie's this. And, like everybody's blown up because of the trailer. Like they killed off an important character, I guess, like, in the trailer. And, like, Archie might be to blame. And they're just, like, people are freaking out, like, pissed off because, like, Archie's their childhood or whatever, dude. I don't know. I just, like,
fuck off. That's what I gotta say.
Calm down, guys. Just fucking enjoy this show. Like, what the fuck is the big deal?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, go fuck yourself.
I mean, like, we make a big deal sometimes
about I don't care.
Deviation from source material, but, like, come on, guys. Like, you kind of have to step away from it a little bit. Yeah, that's a thing. So. Legion looks great as well, but I think Iron Fist, like, it's early in the year, and it's just, like, it has to be amazing, because it's Iron Fist. So
it has
off.
To be. It fucking
fuck
has
off.
To be.
So.
Dude, if it's not good, there will be riots.
There will be riots. You can be assured of that. I think Defenders is also going to be amazing. I think it's just going to be the best thing in the world, so.
Yeah, it's exciting for sure,
Jeez, man, I don't know, like. These movies are so good. They look so good.
So, okay. So, we, you know, when we wrapped up 2016, we talked about, you know, our cosplaying. What cosplays do you have planned for 2017 exactly?
Well, first, I have Spider-Man Noir.
Mm, exciting.
I'm excited for that to unveil it. I'm also planning to do a Black Bolt. Because I love Black Bolt.
Exciting.
So, we'll see how that works out. I mean, it's probably a costume I'm going to have to bake by myself. And I'm not very good at making things, so.
Ooh, exciting.
Yeah? So.
Ooh, exciting.
You tell them.
All right, guys. You got any other things planned? Any other ting-tings?
I kind of want to do Mysterio, but it's probably going to be really hard.
Ooh, that would be pretty difficult. Yeah. I think that one would be probably the hardest one to do.
Yeah, I definitely think it will. But other than that, I don't really have any other plans. Maybe doing some variations on the Hogwarts ones.
Yeah.
But
I'm hoping to get, so we already have this, but different variations of it, and to actually do it for the first time, we both have Deadpool. Christian has Spider-Man, he could do as well. He's never actually, like, we have these costumes, we just never used them yet. I'm hoping to get a Miles Morales suit.
Yes.
Hoping to hopefully get some of the pieces and complete it sometime in 2017. The Quidditch set for Harry Potter, more of like the Ron Weasley version with, like, you know, like the padded helmet that he has and stuff. Kind of funny look to it, you know. I think it's cool.
The David De Gea of of Quidditch.
The fucking what's his name?
Manuel Neuer.
No.
Thibaut Courtois.
No. Fucking Arsenal.
Oh, Petr Cech?
Yeah, the fucking Petr Cech of fucking of Hogwarts. You know what I mean? In case you guys don't know who those people are, they're Premier League footballers, soccer as we know it in the United States, football in every other country in the world. Some people, you know, that are more prone to head injuries, keepers primarily, they wear these little padded helmets.
Yes.
Fun fact for you guys. Has nothing to do with our podcast, but hoping to do that, hoping to complete my Arrow. I have the Arrow Season 1 Arrow kind of style of a jacket. I have a kind of like a compound bow somewhat. I don't know if I want to get that or if I want to use that or if I want to use a different one because I don't know if I can draw the string on it. It's so like it's really hard to pull it. And I actually want to be able to pull back the, draw the string on it and whatnot.
To take pictures? You just don't want to kill anybody?
No. Well, kind of, but, I mean, well, that's besides
that. You have failed this city. Christian, you have failed this city.
I thought for a second you were going to say, I failed this podcast. And I was.
Damn it, I should have said that. Fuck!
Damn
it. If only we scripted our podcast.
I know. That would be so convenient.
Right? Oh, well. It's all right. I should have thought of it. No. What else? What else? What else? I think I have some other ones that I was going to work on. Yeah, some different variations of Deadpool, I think.
Yeah, like Deadpool Stormtrooper, maybe.
Yeah,
Kylo Ren.
Yeah, Deadpool Hogwarts student. Deadpool. Oh, yeah. Poncho Mexican guy that I want to get the sombrero and poncho.
Dude, we should do a Deadpool mariachi band.
Dude, that'd be so hilarious.
That'd be great.
Oh man, that'd be awesome. But yeah, we have lots of cosplay ideas to work on this year. Hope to really get into. I really stressing emphasis on the kind of part, started doing like, you know, EVA foam, cause I only really did it one time and it was with a friend and he mainly did, like, I kind of helped, you know, trace the outline and cut it out a little bit. He had to like do a lot of the extra work and actually glue the pieces together cause I actually had to leave that night and then he completed it all that night. But I really want to do more with it so I can really learn how to build our own armor and stuff because that'd be awesome to be able to. This is the great cosplaying skill to know, you know?
Yeah. So are you going to tell people your advice on contact lenses?
Don't get them. If you have twitchy eyes, dude, and you know if you have fucking twitchy eyes, like if you ever try to use eye drops and you cannot fucking put them in, do not get fucking contacts because you won't be able to fucking open your goddamn eyes for it.
Yeah, you'll waste $50.
And here's another thing. So I have kind of like sunken in, like not like weirdly sunken in, but like there's like it was pointed out to me when I was like trying to put in the contacts. Like my best friend, his mom was trying to help me, and like she's like trying to open my eyes. She's like, oh, your eyes are like I've never noticed, but they're kind of, like they're sunken in a tiny bit. And like I just have like smaller eyelids, you know, like I don't know, like if you ever like see me like with pictures and stuff, it looks like I'm squinting a lot. Like it's just natural. I'm not like purposely squinting.
Right.
It's just how the fuck my eyes are. Don't judge me.
Fuck off.
No, but seriously, dude, like unless if you absolutely know, like you've done contacts before and you know your like eyes aren't twitchy or whatever and you'll be fine putting them in. Don't waste the money, dude. I wasted almost like $100 on contacts didn't even get to use.
I've seen like a lot of like popular cosplayers like posting things like pretty much saying like, oh, you know, I wasn't moody today because I didn't have to wear contacts for this costume or whatever, you know? Like,
yeah, it actually bugs like a lot of people. Like, yeah, you look fucking a little bit better, but
yeah,
I heard it could be very annoying to wear them all day.
I might do like contacts for like if I do Black Bolt cosplay, I might get like white contacts. I just think it would like look pretty cool with like white eyes. Yeah, but if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out, obviously. But real quick, I just want to say Merry Christmas to everybody because
dude,
you know,
right? It's fucking Christmas. It's fucking Christmas time.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you should definitely go watch the fucking Facebook Live video.
Yeah. So I don't mean to talk bad about anyone in my family, but we are going to my grandparents' house.
Sucks for you,
for
bro.
Sunday. Well, you're going as well.
Oh.
On Sunday.
Oh,
for Christmas. For Christmas.
Tomorrow.
And my uncle lately has had a face like a smacked ass every time I've seen him.
Dude, he isn't...
He's just always in a
bad mood.
I went
to coffee, like, with the family today, you know, to see Gramps and whatnot. And, like, fucking Steve was there, and I was like, why is Steve here? Like, what the fuck? And then, fucking dude, he just, like, right from the get-go, I can just like, dude, he's just in a bad mood all the time. Like,
you know what it probably is the fact that we wouldn't reschedule Christmas.
But even before then, he was angry. Like, at Thanksgiving, he was angry.
Yeah, yeah, that too. But, like, I think what, like... He was angry, like, all day, but I think what really irritated him is, like, when my mom was joking about going somewhere else for Christmas. Like, obviously, she wasn't serious, but, like, dude, like, I could tell, like, that frustrated him. Like, I don't even know why she said it. But to be honest, no, I mean, I hope, like, no one makes it awkward on Christmas or anything over there, because that would just suck, you know? Like, we should all enjoy our Christmases. Yeah? Yep. Thumbs up from Scott on that one. Tomorrow I'm going to see my bestamor and my aunt. So they'll have good food and hopefully shit banter. Well, not hopefully, but
it's gonna
predictably
happen.
Yeah, I told
I mean, anybody other than me, who else has good banter other than
right?
me?
Well,
I'm the greatest fucking banter in the world.
So I told Bill, who's my grandpa, you know, we all love Bill.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
Yeah, I was talking to him, and he's like, oh, what are you going to talk about with them? I was like, to be honest, like, at dinner, I'll probably just eat, and if they say, oh, you've been quiet, I'll just say, oh, my mom taught me it was rude to talk with a full mouth, and I just keep my mouth full.
Good idea.
He's like, oh, that's clever. I was like, I love you, Granddad.
Grandpa's awesome.
Yeah.
Because, like, great. He just has, like, the most amazing stories in the world. Like,
he's traveled the world, so.
He's just, exactly. He's, like, traveled, like, almost the entire world.
Yeah.
And, like, he's just so fascinating. I'm just like, he's a hoot and a half to talk to.
Yes. And he
kind of sucks for you because you've heard most of the stories. And
I
then,
have.
Like, he'll repeat the same
he
stories
always
over.
Does. but he's, like, letting me read his journal that he kept when he traveled Europe. So I'm looking forward to, like, getting through that. I'll probably write a book on it, honestly. Because, like, I feel like I need to. Like, I need to memorialize him. Like, and I was, like, thinking, like, the other day of, like, what happens when he passes away, and I start crying, so it's very sad.
Don't worry, man. I do the same thing when I think about my granny.
Yeah.
It's very sad. So. Anywho, guys, do we have anything else?
Like, I really don't think we do. Just be positive, guys. This past year wasn't that bad. I mean, think about your own personal experience. Don't think about how bad it was for America or whatever. Like, that's all opinion, you know?
Yeah.
Like, just think about your personal life, what you have to be grateful for, and be positive moving into 2017. Don't start 2017 in a bad mood.
Yeah. Also, you know, we'll be posting most of, like, you know, because we fully expect to get mainly, like, you know, all nerd type gifts and stuff like that. We'll be posting those on, like, you know, not for, like, bragging or anything, but just,
yeah.
You know, because that's what we do.
I'm,
we just
do it just to brag.
Sick, dude. I love that. At least you're honest. No, he's not really. He's just fucking around. But we're going to be posting them. We'd love to see what nerdy gifts that you guys are getting for Christmas. You know, so feel free to, you know, Snapchat us or send us photos on any form possible. You know, you can email us through our website. There's an emailing link as well. You know, all the social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, all that good stuff. Yeah, we'd love to see what nerdy gifts you guys are getting and, you know, all that jazz.
Yeah. Let me tell you this story real quick, all right?
Okay, go ahead.
Maybe you heard about it, but... So, I'm, like, buying... Like, I've shown you, like, the Black Bolt iPhone case before. Like, it's kind of, like... They're pretty sick looking. Like, the Marvel ones they have, like, they're very 80s comic book character drawn covers. Like, cases for your phone. So, I was getting myself the Black Bolt one. All right. Hold on. Cool. So, I was getting myself that one, obviously, because I love Black Bolt. And it was buy one, get one 50% off. So I was like, oh, I'm going to get another one. And I was like, well, let me see if I can get one for Scott. And they didn't have one for your phone. They only have them for Samsung and iPhone. So I was like, shit. So I was like, well, I'll get my mom one because she likes Loki. So I'll get her the Loki one, right?
Oh, yeah. I was with Ashley.
Yeah. So I texted Ashley to let her know because I already purchased it.
What were you doing?
I don't know. And she's like, that's random. And I was like, what? She's like, I was like, I thought mom liked Loki. And she's like, oh, she does. But only the movie version.
Oh, no, I thought it was a little random. It was just like such like, I don't know. Like, I just thought it was like so random. I'm going to get her a phone case.
Well, I mean, I already got her real gifts for Christmas. It was just an idea. You know, I was just trying to
Did
be
you
nice.
Get it to her? Did you get it for her?
Yeah, I already had already paid for it at that point.
I didn't know that. I thought you were just like...
If not, then I would have just got myself a Spider-Man one and said, fuck everybody else. But I was trying to be nice. This is why you guys don't do thoughtful things for people, because they don't even care. They're just like, oh, that's random. Oh, I don't even fucking like it. I don't fucking like Loki. I don't want it.
So angry.
I told Ashley, I was like,
fucking all right, Bruce Banner.
I told Ashley,
calm down, Hulk.
I told Ashley, I was like, oh, mom doesn't want it. You can have it. And she was like... I guess.
Is that what she said?
She said something, and I was like, well, don't you like Loki? And she was like, well, the movie version. Or whatever. I was like, but...
Oh, I think we were watching Teen Wolf.
She had like, she has like a Loki hoodie, and I was like, don't you have a Loki hoodie? She's like, yeah, I'm wearing it right now.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing.
And I'm just like,
if I remember this moment.
Fuck off. Like, fine. Like, I was going to try to cancel the order. But, like, I had already paid for it, so...
No, it's a good gift now, I think about it. Like,
I honestly forgot
that, like, your mom even liked Loki, and I was like, why is he getting this?
Well, it's like, okay, so she likes Iron Man because it's Robert Downey Jr., so, like, getting her an Iron Man case would have been dumb. Like, I know for a fact that's the only reason.
Oh, which reminds me, all right, so Nicholas took a freaking, which Marvel character is he? Guess who he got?
Iron Man?
Yep. Yeah. I told him, I was like messing with him and stuff, and I was like, Christian's gonna be so mad at you that you got Iron Man. He's not gonna like that. And he was like, I'm not Iron Man, I'm Captain America.
Alright guys,
oh my god,
I know Nicholas isn't gonna listen to this podcast, so I'm gonna tell you guys what I got him for Christmas.
What'd you get him?
I got him a robe, a Hufflepuff robe, so he can be our Hufflepuff, and it came with a tie.
Nice. I feel like my gift is so lame.
Really? I was gonna buy him underwear. Like, I honestly
that was a bad idea.
I mean, but
so random. I got him this awesome, like, my gift's not that lame. It's just kind of like, I don't know if it's gonna fit him properly. So hopefully it does.
Oh yeah, I know what you got him.
I got him this like awesome like winter freaking like Captain America jacket. Like,
it's fucking amazing.
Dude, like I would legitimately wear that shit myself, dude. Like that shit is awesome looking.
Yeah.
Like it's pretty swaggy, you know what I mean? So I would wear it.
Yeah, I fucking wear it.
I got your mom I can't even tell.
Yeah.
I can't say what I got Ashley.
Yeah, because she'll probably listen. Well,
she might listen.
We can wait to post this until Christmas.
Who knows? I don't know.
I mean,
but I got your mom the Slytherin shirt. You were with me for that.
Yeah.
We were with me for both of them.
I got her a shirt and Iron Man thing that you thought was creepy.
So, in case you guys don't know, dude, we're like all about like getting, you know, people like, well, we know that will like it and stuff, like the nerd apparel and stuff like that, nerd, you know, anything, you know, that's just what we do. All right, guys.
Yeah.
Do we have anything else, though?
Like, I really don't think we do. Just catch us at cons next year, Sac Anime, Sacramento Comic Con, etc.
Wizard World.
Yes. We'll be all over the place in some cosplays.
Yeah, dude.
Obviously, www.nerdyboysreviews.com. That's where you can find everything in one place. Or if you'd rather go individual places, you can just go to Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and Snapchat and fucking Pinterest and whatever the fuck you want. At Nerdy Boys Reviews.
You sick, dude. So. You can also find, well, obviously you guys know where to find the podcast, but there's other places you can find it as well. So we're on podbean.com. They have an app available for you.
There's
we're on
that.
Stitcher, Libsyn, we're on Google Play Store, we're on iTunes.
And that's it,
guys. We're on 5 different platforms.
There's an app for all of it.
An app for every single one of them, conveniently for you. Please subscribe to us. Please rate us. Please tell some of your nerd friends that may be into, you know, podcasts and nerd stuff and whatnot. You know, direct them to us. We normally, in case it's the first time ever listening, we normally do, like, the nerd television stuff like the CW, Flash, Arrow, all that good stuff. We're not going to go into all that, but check out our previous podcast. We just recently came out with the mid-season finales of all of our shows and a different Rogue One podcast. Make sure you guys go check those out.
Definitely.
We hope you guys enjoyed 2016 as much as we did. We had such a blast podcasting for you guys. But I think this is going to be it. Hope cannot wait to podcast in 2017. And yeah, that will be our next podcast in 2017.
Yes.
See
yes.
you guys then. But as always, we are your hosts. I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
And I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
And here at NBR, we got one simple message for you, and that
stay nerdy, boys.